Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara, joined by my co-host, Auntie Hawa Surti, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hawa, how are you keeping?
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah, and hope to hear the same from you and all our listeners.
And I'm sure you must be looking forward to a little bit long weekend, Auntie Hawa.
Yes.
Okay, let's give the listeners a quick lineup what they can look forward to in today's program. Today we're going to be starting off with a guest interview, and she's actually from Port Elizabeth, and we're going to be speaking to Sister Munawwara Bamji on light meals. Then in our second segment, we're talking about household uses for cream of tartar. You know, we all have that small bottle or packet of cream of tartar in our pantries, so there's lots and lots of uses for that. And then we're also going to be talking to you about different uses for household items like cooking spray, aspirin, Steradent, newspaper, olive oil. So these also you can use it for different uses as well. And recipes you can look forward to in today's program. Sister Munaro, our guest from PE, is going to be sharing with us a Pecan Delight recipe, and I'm going to be sharing with you one of Marhuma Aunty Khadija Ibrahim's recipes, and that was her favorite dal recipe. So in case you want to make dal and rice for a Juma lunch tomorrow when all the family is home, since seeing it's Heritage Day, it's a public holiday, it's a long weekend here in South Africa, I'm going to be sharing with you a lovely dal recipe. And this was Marhuma Aunty Khadija Ibrahim Mia's favorite recipes that she shared with so many as well. So that's coming up later on in the program. Well, you can join the conversation. Tell us what your favorite heritage food here in South Africa. What type of heritage food you love here in South Africa? And what is the most useless item you regret buying in your kitchen? So what is the most useless item you regret buying in your kitchen? You can join the conversation, 072-786-1548. Well, let's cross over to PE now, and we're going to be chatting to Sister Munawwara Muhammad Bamji, a name I'm sure we all know. When I found her page, I could tell that Munawwara has such love for creating the most tantalizing food one could come across. And each recipe was filled with love. Today we chat to Sister Munawwara Muhammad, who has such a passion for cooking. Assalamu alaikum, Munawwara, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and how are you?
I'm well, and Auntie Hawa, my co-host, is also online, and she's also joining us with the program today.
Okay, assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hawa.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Munawwara, tell us, what's the weather in PE like this morning?
Very nice and hot. Sunny, very, very hot.
Nice. And is it windy out there?
No. Unlike our very beautiful name, the Windy City, it is as calm today as it sounds.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Now, Munawwara, your page is filled with love, and it gives us a glimpse into the fact that you enjoy cooking for your loved ones. Someday you will caption as to why you made certain things, and that would fill your page with such love. In your opinion, why do you show your love through food?
It gives me so much of pleasure creating my own spin and recipes. And it's very rewarding when people love my creations. So I feel that if I do share my passion with others, they would feel the same. Also, it was always nice putting a story as themes to my daily cooking and baking, just to spice it up a bit.
Yes, certainly, Munawwara. And also, your dad was a picky eater growing up, loved the kitchen, and thanks to your mummy. What was the first food item you made for your dad, and did he enjoy it?
Yes, Dad was a very picky eater, and also one thing that stood out, we all had to wash our hands before we start anything for him. But I knew he loved jam and coconut tart. So when I made flaky pastries for the very first time, at the age of 14, and nailed it, he was so tough and so proud. I even surprised my mom, because growing up, I was such a tomboy and never had interest in anything other than the next skateboard trick or a better way to jump off the roof of a truck. So yes, alhamdulillah, they loved it.
Alhamdulillah. And listeners, you can follow Munawara on the Instagram page, Munawara, MONOWARA.B. And you can see all the lovely foods and tantalizing meals that Munawara has created. Now, today we are talking light meals. What would you consider a light meal, Munawara?
Look, for me, there's so many light meals that you can create nowadays, but I would go for my southern fried chicken accompanied with some mashed potatoes and baked beans.
Okay, lovely. Yes, it is certainly a light meal, and I think it's everyone's favorite as well. Okay. What is your favorite light meal to have when the days are just too hot to eat, Munawara?
You know, chicken tikka with air fried chips comes to mind because there's no real cooking involved.
Right. And what is the one item in your kitchen you cannot live without but have purchased recently?
Air fryer. I would definitely be lost without it.
The air fryer, absolutely, yes. And I'm sure most of the listeners also have an air fryer and they can't simply do without it, yes. Now, you know, talking about the one kitchen item you cannot live without, we're going to go to the opposite now of it. What is the most useless item you regret buying in your kitchen?
Oh, that would be my steak tenderizer from AMC Classic. So very expensive, and I don't ever use it.
And maybe some advice here for the females, the sisters out there getting married. It's wedding season, and many females have this fear that they won't, that their food won't be nice. How can they perfect their cooking?
I suggest you watch a few tutorials of whatever you feel like making, but start in small batches so that if it does flop, it's not so bad to discard it. And retry until you perfect it. Don't ever give up. Try and try again until you master the game.
Munawara, I see you love baking, so I was just checking your Instagram page yesterday, and you actually, I think you did eclairs, you did some red cakes, you did a whole lot of baking there as well, and I'm sure you set for the weekend, for the long weekend, with all your baking, yes. So yeah. How do you manage to bake and just do the household chores and to the family as well?
You know, now I lost my husband quite recently. I've got so much of time on my hands because luckily the household chores are taken off of my hands by the nanny that I have. But apart from everything else, that's my only thing, my only way to vent now my frustration and my loss is now being back in the kitchen doing cooking and baking. Mm. Initially, as you can see on my page, I stopped for a while. I posted less and less because hubby wasn't doing too well and he wanted me by his side 24/7. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stopped my cooking and I dedicated all my time to him. Mm. And alhamdulillah, after his demise, I said, let me go back into the kitchen and let me start doing what I love most, you know?
Yes. And, you know, Allah grant him little firdaus, ameen. And Allah grant you strength and ease and comfort through your pain.
Ameen.
You know, it's only the patience and the strength and comfort and ease that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can just but make dua as well. Well, you've created you actually sent us a lovely recipe. And I think this was one of your favorite recipes. So it's actually called a Mozart Pick and Delight. So Munawara, please go ahead and share the recipe with the listeners out there.
Okay. The Mozart Pick and Delight, it's a very sweet and a very heavy dessert, but it is so rewarding and it's so lovely. And it's a winner every time. So, okay, here goes the ingredients. 1 packet of Mari biscuit. 1 cup of pecan nuts, cut up very roughly. 4 egg whites. 3/4 cup caster sugar. 1 teaspoon vanilla essence. 1 pinch of cream of tartar. And 1 tablespoon of maizena.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh cream that you use in there, I prefer the palmolive because I feel palmolive, you know, whops up very stiffly. So I take 3 250 mL of fresh cream.
Okay.
Chocolate swirls, you can just take a slab of chocolate and make swirls with a peeler.
With a potato peeler, correct, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then pecan nuts for decor.
Mm-hmm.
So you preheat your oven to 160 degrees Celsius. Cover 2 baking trays with baking paper. Okay, now crush the biscuits roughly. Add a cup of cutter pecans and set it aside. In an electric mixer, beat the egg whites till softly form. Add the caster sugar slowly and continue to beat until all the sugar is used up. Continue beating until it becomes a thick and creamy, glossy mixture. Fold in the vanilla essence, the cream of tartar, and the maizena. Then you add your Mari biscuit and pecan mixture, you know, to the mixer and mix well.
Mm-hmm.
Divide mixture into four and make four round discs. The size of the disc should be the loose bottom of a springform pan.
Okay.
Now you flatten that, flatten it with the back of a spoon or with a spatula to smoothen it and bake it for about 30 minutes. Switch off the oven and leave the disc in for another 10 minutes to crisp a bit more. Now you take it out and let it cool completely on the trays. Carefully remove the discs and decorate them by stacking it on top of one another, piping beaten cream in between. You can sweeten the cream very lightly because it's a very sweet dish. You don't even have to sweeten it. I don't really put any sweetener in. So you beat your cream up, decorate it nicely in between, and the top you decorate it now with, you can now use a fancy nozzle and decorate it. Then you just add your chocolate swirls and your pecans. Now, when you initially make it, it's a crispy affair, but it softens as time goes.
Lovely.
As soon as you finish with this, put it in the fridge, but I promise you this is a winner.
Lovely, Mona. Well, it's such a different recipe, you know. And simple ingredients like Mari biscuit, pecan nuts, your caster sugar, your cream of tartar, your maizena. In fact, we're going to be talking about cream of tartar household uses with my co-host, Auntie Hava, in a few minutes' time as well.
Okay.
So, Munoro, please share with the listeners your Instagram page. I've got lots of requests for that, please.
Okay. Look, I'm go as Munora.bima, and my Instagram page is mostly filled with food and baking. I never really started off as, you know, sharing recipes, really. Mm-hmm. It's when my mommy passed away in 2017, I decided, you know what, the only way that I could really please my mother is to share my recipes, and everybody that thanked me so profusely and whatever, all those duas I dedicate to her. Because she was really my inspiration in the kitchen all the time.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, one of our co-hosts also, Marum Auntie Khadija Ibrahim Mia also, she was my co-host for many, many years, you know. And she passed away also due to COVID and mental granted general filters. So she also inspired us and taught us so much with all her lovely recipes, with her kitchen tips, her cooking tips as well. So it was indeed a great loss for us as well. So, but alhamdulillah, we only take strength and ease and comfort from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wish the same for you as well, Munawara.
Ameen.
Jazakallah khair for joining us on the program today. Have a lovely weekend. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Well, that was Sister Munawara Bamji from Port Elizabeth as well. She has a great passion for cooking and baking as well. So you can follow her on her Instagram page. It's Munawara, spelled MONOWARA.B. So you can follow her on Instagram and check out her lovely recipes as well. Okay, Auntie Hava, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're talking about clever uses for cream of tartar and different uses for everyday items. And you can join the conversation. Tell us what your favorite heritage foods and what is the most useless item you regret buying in your kitchen. 072-786-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Welcome back, Auntie Hava.
Assalamu alaikum, salam.
Well, listeners, you can join the conversation. Tell us what your favorite heritage foods and what is the most useless item you regret buying in your kitchen. We also welcome any of your cooking or baking questions or concerns. 072-786-1548. Okay, Auntie Hava, tell us about the cream of tartar. You know, when was the last time, listeners, you used that tub of cream of tartar you have been hiding amongst your baking supplies. Besides cooking, there are many other weird and wonderful uses for cream of tartar. So, Auntie Hawa, please tell us more about that.
Okay, cream of tartar. Actually, we've got to find out what it is and where it comes from. Mm? It is actually the end product of winemaking.
Mm.
It is used, it is an acidic salt. It is mainly used in baking, and it acts as a stabilizer for whipped egg whites, like when you're making meringue.
Yes.
It is also used with corn flour when you are making flaky or puff pastry to keep the layers separated. It is also used in baking biscuits, cake, or whatever a baked product is. The household uses for this particular product or ingredient is very, very varied, and it's also used in the healthiness reasons. First of all, as a household use, it is used as a stain remover. Mix it with glycerin, and it is used, put onto your clothes to remove a stain. You take 3 teaspoons of cream of tartar with an equal amount of glycerin, place it on the stain, leave it for a few minutes, and then launder your clothes as usual.
Mm. Very interesting one, that, Pantyava.
Cleaning your dirty pans, like if you've got food burnt on your frying pans, etc. Because it is acidic, you can use a little bit of vinegar, mix it with the cream of tartar, and put it onto your pan, and this will loosen the food, and then you can wash it out. You can take this cream of tartar. This one I'm going to definitely try and put it, because summer coming in, the ants are coming in as well.
Oh, yes, Auntie, I want to talk about the ants. Even in the courtyards, in your yards, outside your windows, it just ants everywhere.
So you make a line of your cream of tartar all along the line where the ants come out, and the ants will not cross that line.
Mm-hmm. And also it's natural, it's less toxic ways to deter ants as well.
Yeah, and it's less expensive because the sprays, etc., it works out quite expensive if you have to buy them continuously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And for your whites, if you want them whiter, you can take your clothes and soak it in a tub of water with 1 teaspoon of cream of tartar, and then leave it for a while, about half an hour or so, and then you can launder as usual. It removes rust. Sometimes you get rust on your clothes or on your kitchen utensils.
Mm.
You take a little bit of cream of tartar and you rub it on the rust stain with a scourer, and that would clean out the rust. It's even used to clean up your toilets. Mm. If you have a stain on the toilet, sprinkle a little on the side of the bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, and then you leave that for about 3 to 4 seconds or a little longer. I would leave it a little longer.
Yes.
And then using your brush, and then you brush your toilet bowl out and flush.
Mm.
Right. It is very, very useful also for clogged drains.
Yes.
Especially the kitchen sink, where you can take 4 tablespoons of bicarb, 4 tablespoons of cream of tartar, and 4 tablespoons of salt. Mix this well and put it into the opening of the sink. Leave it there for a little while, and then add 2 liters of boiling water. Okay. That should clear the drain.
All right.
Okay. You can also make bath bombs. You know, when you're having a bath.
Yes.
You can make bath bombs using cream of tartar. It causes the fizz.
Okay. Interesting.
That's very nice. It's very nice. There was a recipe in one of the women's magazines some time ago, making of the bath bombs, where you can use lavender,
yes, chamomile,
etc., and the essential oil to make up your bath bombs. And you can even use herbs like lavender and parsley, etc., and the salt. And you put that into the bath bomb, dry it out, and when you're taking a bath, you put that into your water and you can relax in the water.
Okay. Auntie Hawa, we've got a question here from one of the listeners. She says, can you please advise how to clean the grits on a gas stove? She tried Handy Andy and chemical, but not working. So perhaps you have a tip for Auntie Hawa?
the grits on the gas stove. Is it removable?
I'm sure it's removable. I'm sure the gas stove you get now, it's removable, yes. So, you know what I've done was, you can add a bit of bicarb and vinegar.
Bicarb, vinegar, and a little bit of cream of tartar.
Cream of tartar, yes.
And a bit of coarse salt.
Coarse salt.
Making it a bit like an abrasive.
Yes, yes.
And then using a little bit of seed wool, you can rub the dirty area, and that's how it should clean.
Okay. Or you can, what you do, you actually get a gas stove cleaner, you know, and it actually comes in a spray bottle. Like a foam. You spray it on, and you leave it for a little while, and all your marks come out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the spray foam, if she fails with the other homemade ingredients, then she can try the spray foam.
Okay. Okay, Auntie Eva, let's move on to different uses for everyday items. I see the denture cleaner has other uses as well, Auntie Eva.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
The
one.
Denture cleaner, the Sterident, has other uses as well.
Yeah.
They say again, therefore, you can clean buildup in your toilet by dropping a couple of tablets in for 20 minutes into your toilet. That's your Sterident, that's your denture cleaner as well. And then they say aspirin as well.
Using aspirin?
Aspirin tablets, yes.
You can crush 2 aspirins and put that in 100 ml of warm water and soak your clothes in that for about 2 hours, and then you can launder it as usual.
Okay.
That would remove the underarm stains.
Okay. And there's lots of uses for newspaper besides reading it, Auntie Eva.
It eradicates the lingering smell by placing newspaper in the bin of your fridge.
All right. And newspaper also helps, you know, to keep your tanya fresh. So what I do, I cut the stems out and I take a Tupperware container and I put a piece of paper towel in the bottom and the newspaper.
On top of that.
Yes, and then my tanya, and then I wrap it over with newspaper again and another piece of paper towel. It'll at least last you for a bit, but maybe about 10 days or so. Depends how often you're going to be using your tanya. Tanya is the thing that we use every day, you know.
It does last quite a while, and you can even freeze it.
Yes, yes. How do you freeze your green tanya, Auntie Eva?
Well, you wash it and you dry it very well in two or three sheets of newspaper, removing as much water as you can. Chop it up, put it into a container lined with newspaper, and then you put a piece of newspaper on top of it, close it, and freeze it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, coming back to our different uses again. You see, use olive oil to bring the shine back to stainless steel items.
Stainless steel items like your fridges, your stoves, your ovens, etc.
Mm-hmm. And then your tea bags. Use tea bags as an organic fertilizer for potted house plants as well.
And, yeah, you dry them out, and then you've got to break them.
Yes, you have to open the tea bags.
Yeah, you have to break the tea bag to put the tea into the sand.
Okay. And now we've got a question here. The sister wants to know, why does her cupcakes get sticky on the top the day after baking it?
She must have used a little bit extra sugar.
All right. Okay. Okay.
And to remedy that, she'll have to just go back on her recipe and check if she's got the correct one.
Okay.
Because only sugar will make it sticky and a bit shiny.
All right. And then another listener wants to know, how do I make fried onions for biryani?
That's a good one. We had a program on onions.
Mm-hmm.
You clean your onions and put them in the fridge for about 2 hours.
Yes.
So that when you're going to slice them, you will not cry.
Okay.
Right, and then you make up some nice hot oil in a deep pan and put your sliced onions in there. You can put in quite a bit, at least 2 onions at a time, and fry it. It'll take a bit of time, but it will brown beautifully. And then you take it out of there and you put it onto a baking sheet to drain out the extra oil. And once it is cool, you can pack it into your plastic containers or bottles.
All right, okay. And it depends how She can put her onions through the slicer. If you've got a medium, because it has a special disc for your slices of your onions.
I find, Sister Amara, if you use one of these electrical gadgets to cut the onions or slice the onions, it has extra bit of water, so that when you put it into the hot oil, it splutters.
Mm-hmm.
You rather cut it by hand.
Okay. Okay. Or you can actually, if you want to use that onions into one of your processors or in your machines that you have bought, for instance, like a Maggi mix, you know, it actually has a special disc for maybe slicing onions.
Yeah, you got the disc.
Onion. So what you can do is put your onions into a colander and perhaps just dry it out with a cloth or something, and then fry it
or,
as well.
Yeah, yes. Or dab it with kitchen paper.
Yes, but I think when you're frying onions, you need to stain and watch it all the time because it goes brown very, very quickly. Yes.
And it takes at least 10 to 12 minutes.
It takes
It depends on how much you got in the oil.
Yes.
And it takes 10 to 12 minutes before it starts browning.
Okay.
But once it starts browning, you've got to be there all the time.
Yes. And there's a lot of people actually selling onions from home as a home industry as well. So you can support them as well. You get some lovely fried onions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even fry your onions beforehand and leave it in the fridge in a container.
Or you can even put them into the freezer.
The freezer.
If you make a large amount.
A large amount, yes, certainly. And if any of the listeners do have a tip for us on frying onions, we would certainly welcome it and appreciate it. 072-786-1548. Okay, and then the listener says that if we're using vinegar and bicarb and cream of tartar, would the marks on her gas stove come out? Yes, I'm sure, Sister, it would, yes.
Yeah, with a little bit of extra rubbing,
mm-hmm.
It would come out.
Yes. Like I said, there's a special cleaner that you actually get for a gas grill, a cleaner. You just spray that on and leave it for a while, and you find, even with a sponge, all those marks will come out as well.
Will come out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Hava, what about, there's lots of alternative uses for baby powder as well.
Mm-hmm.
Baby powder. Yes. I know that...
Yeah. It removes oil stains
mm-hmm.
on leather
mm-hmm.
by applying a coat of baby powder and allowing it to stain to sit overnight. Test a small area first for in case it affects the leather.
Okay, okay. And they say lemons will actually liven up your limp lettuce as well.
Lemon.
Lemon, yes, lemon.
I know you put the lettuce into cold water,
cold water,
and that will brighten it up.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the lemon will also help with the color to make the lettuce keep the color.
Yes, yes. And still staying with vegetables as well. They say add a bit of cream of tartar to your vegetables.
To your vegetables.
Before boiling, it works wonders as well. It brings with the whole
color. You add it to the boiling water.
Yes, yes.
And it keeps the color and keeps it fresh also.
Okay. And you have a question comes in here. When I'm making mashed potatoes, can I add a bit of salt in the water that the potatoes are boiling?
Usually they boil the potatoes without the salt.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And you add the salt when you are mashing the potatoes. And another tip also to make your potatoes nice and creamy, if you've got a bit of fresh cream or olive oil, add a little bit of that when you are mashing the potatoes. It makes it extra creamy and soft.
Okay. All right, let's go for a very short break. When we come back, I'm going to be sharing with you one of Marhuma Auntie Khadija Ibrahim Mia's favorite recipe, and that's a dal recipe. And whoever's making dal and rice for Juma lunch tomorrow, since seeing all the families home, it's a public holiday, it's a long weekend, so you can keep your pens and papers ready to jot down this lovely recipe. So let's go for a short break now. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, welcome back, Auntie Hava. We've got lots of questions coming.
Sister Mara, before we carry on, cream of tartar being an important ingredient in baking powder, if you run out of baking powder, you can take half a teaspoon of cream of tartar, a quarter teaspoon of bicarb, and you'll have 1 teaspoon of baking powder.
Okay, and can I repeat that, please?
If cream of tartar is an important ingredient in baking powder,
mm-hmm.
you take half a teaspoon of cream of tartar,
mm-hmm.
a quarter teaspoon of bicarb, mix the two together, and you will have 1 teaspoon of baking powder.
Okay, so that's a substitute for baking powder now.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, okay, it's a substitute for baking powder. But you cannot store this baking powder because they are two active ingredients.
So you need to make it and use it same
use
time.
Use it immediately.
Immediately, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a tip here coming through for the biryani, the onions for the biryani. She says, this is the salams. I slice my onions with a hand slicer. The onions are thin. Then I squeeze the onions in a cloth to remove the water. Mm-hmm. And it fries quicker and comes out crispy and lovely. Jazakallah for that, sister. Yes, I know the hand slicers most of the sisters actually have, you know. And this one says, please advise, what can I use on a glass stove top? It has marks.
She could try the 4 tablespoons of bicarb, 4 tablespoons of cream of tartar, and a little bit of fine salt.
Okay.
She could try that.
Okay, she can try that, yes. I know eventually your glass stove tops does have marks. Eventually, if you have it for so many years, you start seeing those marks, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one says, Jazakallah for the super programs. Amin. I was told sliced onions keep in the sun, cover with a net, goes much faster, or add 2 tablespoons mazina before frying.
Oh, okay.
It's something new to
us. Wouldn't that mess the oil up, the mazina?
I'm not sure. Maybe we need to,
try that out ourselves.
This one says to clean a glass stove top, use oven cleaner. Okay.
Yeah, the spray.
The spray, yes. But the oven cleaner, again, I think you need to just wear your mask when you're doing that as well. Because it's got a lot of those chemicals in there, and you end up coughing and sneezing, and it's just a whole lot. But it really works well. It does work well.
It works well
on your pots and your frying pans that has been burnt as well, at the bottom of your pots and frying pans. You need to spray oven cleaner, or you can first put your pan on a stove, make it a bit hot, turn it around and spray oven cleaner. All those marks come off. Okay?
Otherwise, being very, very drastic, you can use caustic soda.
Oh,
but you've got to be very, very careful.
But I wouldn't go for that, you know, Auntie Abba. I think I'll just...
If the pot is very badly stained,
yes.
You can try caustic soda.
Mm, okay. Then next step says to clean a fryer, empty oil, fill with water, pop a dishwasher tablet in and switch on until boiling. Allow to cool a bit and wash.
You can even use that method to clean up your air fryer.
The dishwasher tablet. And if you're looking for a cheaper way out as well, it's the bicarb and the little bit of sunlight liquid into your fryer. Empty it out again and then fill it with water and put off bicarb and vinegar and then let it get boil it a bit and then it washes out easily. Even your fryer, it comes out very, very nice and clean as well.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go on to the recipe for today. And Auntie Hava, I'm sure you must be remembering this recipe of marhum Auntie Karija Ibrahim Mia.
Yes, the dal recipe.
Yes, it's definitely tried and tested. And marhum Auntie Karija even shared it with so many other people as well. So do remember her and all the marhumin in your duas. So for the dal recipe, it's 2 cups of oil dal, wash and put to boil. Once boiled, you liquidize and you keep it aside. Then you take 1/2 chicken and about 3 chicken fillets. You wash and you keep it aside. Then you make a nice onion wakar. You add oil, your whole jiru, your curry leaves, your whole green chilies. Once wakar is made, put about 2 tablespoons ginger garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt to taste, 1 teaspoon of salt or to taste, 1 teaspoon dry dana, 1 teaspoon arad, and 3 tablespoons methi masala. Braise well and add chicken and cook till nicely done. Then add about 3 tomatoes chopped and cooked further. Then add your dal which has been liquidized to meat or chicken and let it boil till nice and thick. Lastly, make another bakar with a little oil, whole jiru, a few whole red chilies, sliced garlic, let it get hot and throw over your dal and add green dhania, mint and chopped spring onions and There's an option you can add tori or marrow to dal, and that is very, very, very tasty. I've tasted this dal from Antikarija. Indeed, very, very tasty. A very easy recipe, you know, just for those who want to try dal for the first time, Antjava.
It's easy because it's done in separate stages.
Yes.
And then everything comes together at the end of the cooking.
And there's nothing much to this dal as well. Well, different people use different dals as well. So Auntie Karija has used the oil dal as well. And then some people use the oil dal with the pink dal, with masoor, with pea dal, with gram dal. So they got like a whole mixture of it, you know. I suppose different families, different cooks, how they want to have their dals as well. How do
the
you make
the mixture of dals? Yes. Is from the Indian delight.
Yes, yes. And well, normally what a tip what I use when I make my dal, I take my dals, I take my oil dal, my pink dal, and my magni dal, and then I wash it out nicely, put it into a pot. Now in that pot, I slice onion, I put green chilies, I chop up a tomato, and I put
and
my salt,
garlic,
and I put ginger garlic. Mm-hmm. I put salt, arad, dana jiru, ginger garlic, and then boil that together. And then liquidize, and then in the same way our Auntie Karija has given us this, Maroom Auntie Karija Prime, this is the same way I do, but only sometimes I don't put the methi masala, and I put my other spices in there as well.
The methi masala is actually there because of the hing to break the wind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or to stop the wind from forming.
And it also gives a lot of flavor to that as well.
It does add a bit of flavor to it.
And Java, now that summer is in already, you know, how would you store your, like, your towels and your things like that, your mince, your kebabs? Those items go off very quickly. So so how would you, you know, look, like, you know, the Indian, the our older people would say, how do you look after that, you know?
Well, you can freeze it, or you can keep it in the fridge for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would do. Depending on how often you're going to use it and when you are going to use it, the time you keep it in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got a tip here from one of the listeners. She says, also, can you please advise how to clean the grids on the gas stove? I think with that same method.
We've done that one.
And then also, she says, yes, it is removable with the spray that you actually shared with her. It's called Cerapol. Okay. I think that's a special spray or a special cleaner for your glass top stove as well. Yes, if you go into your stores, they actually have special cleaners for your glass top stove as well.
I suppose you can pick this up at any supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
In the cleaning area.
Okay. Then coming back to our tip, okay, the listener says no, it doesn't mess the oil if you use a little Mazina.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, Jazakallah for clarifying it. Then this listener says, salams, if the listener is a dishwasher, she can do the gas stove top in there. I put all the loose parts and it comes out spotless. So now this is a nice tip, Antjava.
That's a good one.
Okay. So you take all your gas stove parts as well, whatever comes loose, your burners as well, they call it burners, yes? You put it into a dish of hot water and you put a tablet of your dishwasher tablet in there. So that works well. So I think maybe I'm going to try that out, Antjava.
Yeah, I'll try that out also.
And but I think it's much easier to cook with a gas stove. Your food comes out nicer as well.
It's a bit faster. And you can only control the heat in, I think, in three levels.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Medium, low, and high.
And if you're making something that needs like a slow heat, so you can use your electric stove, but again, I prefer cooking on gas. I'm not sure what you want, Java.
At the moment, I'm using the electric stove. I got a gas stove, but don't use it so much. Usually when I'm frying onion, etc., I use a gas stove.
Okay. Most of my cooking I do on the gas stove. Now and again I'll use my electric stove, maybe like for magnetar or mince with metabaji or something I want on a slow heat, you know. So, but it's nice to have both as well, okay? Let's go to our last tip for today. This one says, a message on WhatsApp, salams, hope you well. When frying onions, coat them in a little flour, they come out much crispier.
The aim of frying onion for biryani is not actually the crispness. It's to brown it and to develop the flavor. So I think if you prefer the onion to be crisp, then you can add the flour. But I normally, when I fry onion, I just fry it plain. It still does become a bit crisp, but the flavor is there.
And you've got to be quick at it. You know, you need to stay in there all the time, okay? This listener says, I find the vagar burns in the gas stove, but someone said it's the ghee in place of oil. Okay.
I usually use oil most of the time.
Okay. And then, Auntie Hava, to end off today's program, I have a lovely cooking tip. Taste and season at every stage of cooking. And another tip is use the first-in, first-out rule. Rotate your perishables and always use all the items first in order to not waste any of your perishable items. I think that is so important.
It is very important because things are quite expensive today.
Yes, and I think it's going to get more and more expensive as well. It's going to grant us ease and strength as well. Jazakallah khair, Auntie Hava, to our producer Mumtaz, to my guest Munawara from PE. Jazakallah khair for a lovely interview as well. And jazakallah to our engineer Ziad. May you all have a lovely long weekend. Inshallah, back with you next week Thursday with another lovely topic. So jazakallah, Auntie Hava, you have a lovely long weekend as well.
And you too. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, jazakallah khair, listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.